This is Scene 3 from The Soul's Probation. A room in rose-red, cheerful atmosphere. Johannes at an easel. Marie enters later. Then spirit figures as soul forces. Johannes. Maria remained silent when last she saw my painting. Before, she always gave me rich treasures of her wisdom to aid the progress of my work. As little as I trust myself to judge whether my art fulfills the inspiration that flows out of our spirit teaching, so much I put my trust in her. And ever and again I hear the words in spirit, which strength bestowing brought me joy when first I dared to start this picture. Begin to paint, she said, in such a way that you, with courage, venture to show to earthly senses what spiritually the soul alone beholds. You will not fail to see how forms, resembling thoughts, can conquer matter, and how the shades of color, akin to feelings, enwarm the force of life. Thus, with your skill, you also may portray the higher realms. I feel the power of these words, and humbly yield to the belief that I draw near the goal that Benedictus has appointed me. Often I sat discouraged at my painting. Presumptuous it often seemed to me, at other times almost impossible, to represent in color and in form what I am granted to behold. How can the weaving life of spirit, so far removed from earthly sense and to the seer's eyes alone unlocked, reveal itself by means belonging to the world of sense? This I have often asked myself. Yet when I set aside the personal, and following spirit teaching can feel myself removed in blissfulness to cosmic powers of creation, the firm belief in such an art awakens that is as true as is the science of the spirit. I learn to live within the light, to recognize the deeds of light as color, just as the student of this science sees spirit deeds and soul realities in realms of life devoid of form and color. Relying on this spirit light, I gained ability to feel as one with flowing seas of light, to live with color's streaming glow, and to divine the spirit powers holding sway in weaving light, released from matter, in living color, filled with spirit. Maria enters, unobserved by Johannes. And when my courage fails me, I think of you, my generous friend. And your soul's fire has warmed my urge to work creatively. Within your spirit light is wakened in me the power of faith. He sees Maria. Oh, you are here. Impatiently I've waited, and then could miss your coming. Maria. I must rejoice to see you so absorbed in your own work that you forget your friend. Johannes. Oh, you should not say that. You know that I myself cannot create one picture that is not blessed by you. There is no work of mine that does not owe its origin to you. You've purified me in the fire of love to make me capable of shaping through my art what shows itself to you in shining glory. This shining, warming, life-transforming glory reveals in radiance the spirit world. And I must sense how my creative flow streams forth from your soul's fountain into mine. Then I can feel the wings that lift me to heights of spirit far from earth. I love what lives within your soul, and loving can bestow upon it image form. This love alone produces forces in the artist, which fruitfully live on in all his work. If as an artist I should carry pictures from spirit realms into the world of sense, the cosmic spirit must appear through me and my own person only be its instrument. First, I must break the bonds of selfishness that I do not portray, instead of spirit realms, my own delusions, fantasies. Maria. And if you would receive out of yourself and not through me, the primal source of your creation, the beauty of your paintings would appear more unified from regions of one soul. Johannes. I would be spinning webs of idle thought were I to speculate on what for me is best, whether to embody your spirit vision in my art or whether I should seek the origin of images within myself. I know I could not find them in this way. I can dive down into soul grounds and find myself with bliss in spirit worlds, and I can lose myself in realms of sense, pursuing with my eyes the miracles of color that to my sight reveal creation's deeds. Yet, left alone, whatever I experience within my soul must lead a life devoid of all creative urge. But if I follow you to cosmic heights, and re-experience in blissful warmth what you have seen already in the spirit, within that vision I can feel a fire whose flames burn on within me, and thus flaming enkindle powers forcing me to work creatively. If I were to express in words to others what I can bring to clear cognition within the higher worlds, then I could lift myself to spheres where spirit speaks to spirit. An artist has to find that fire which, radiating from his work, burns on in human hearts. And I can only pour into the picture what streams as magic spirit fervor into hearts if first my soul can drink from your heart's depths the spirit revelation. How primal powers condense themselves in longing, and how creation's forces strike sparks in spirit action, and how, divining man in need of being, they soon create themselves as gods in time's beginning. Of this, my friend, so often spoke in lofty words so that the unseen I might grasp. Then, in the gentle ether red of spirit worlds, I tried to densify what is invisible by sensing how the colors nurse a longing to see themselves in souls, transfigured into spirit. So speaks the inmost being of my friend, as does my own to human hearts out of my pictures. Maria, consider well, Johannes, that an entity of soul, severed from others, has to unfold itself from world beginning as a single being. Love that unites the severed beings will not destroy their selfhood's life. The moment has arrived for us when we must test our souls in how to guide their further steps on spirit paths for each one's separate good. Exit Maria. Johannes. What did my friend just say? I cannot understand her words. Maria, let me follow you. The three figures of soul forces appear. Luna, you cannot find yourself within the mirror of another soul. The force of your own being must root itself in cosmic ground, if from the heights of spirit it would implant their beauty in depths of earth in its true form. Be bold enough to be yourself, that you may offer up that self as valiant shape of soul to cosmic powers. Astrid, you must not lose yourself upon your cosmic paths. Men do not reach far distant suns by robbing their own being from themselves. Prepare yourself, transcending human love, to penetrate to inmost depths of heart, where cosmic love will ripen. The other Philea. Oh, do not listen to the sisters. They lead you into cosmic reaches and rob you of earth nearness. They do not see how earthly love bears all the traits of cosmic love. Their beings rule in coldness. Their forces flee from warmth. They want to lure each man out of his depths of soul to freezing worlds on high. Curtain falls, with Johannes, Luna, Astrid, the other Philea standing quietly. The end of scene 3.